Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
What Goes Around Comes Around by Lorena Kless, Boston, Massachusetts. I was 8 years old when my maternal grandmother died in November of 1973. This left us, my older sister, two older brothers, and I, to be raised by our father with no other family support around. To my younger brother and I, my grandmother had been like a mother to us since we were 3 and 2 years old. To my older brother and sister, her death was the loss of a mother for the second time in their young lives. Conventional grief counseling of today was not the norm back in the 1970s. We were all completely devastated and afraid and reacted in our own ways. My father's fear of our future was often shown in anger and sadness. Even when my grandmother was alive, my father and grandmother had always struggled to make ends meet. They barely had enough money for food, and it was common to cash one check to cover another check before it bounced so he could afford to buy groceries. We were always the customers who had to put back items one at a time until the total bill matched the amount of money we had. We children also contributed what money we could from babysitting and paper routes. But after my grandmother passed away, the situation became even more difficult. 1 month after she died, my father announced he could not afford to buy Christmas presents for us. We children sadly accepted this was another loss to our family. My grandmother had coordinated the Christmases of the past, and though they were not extravagant, they were nonetheless memorable in a child's mind. My father's co-worker, Don, had heard my father could not afford Christmas presents. Upon sharing this news with his family, each of his 4 children gave up one of their gifts to us. My father was so overwhelmed by their kindness, he cried. This was only the second time I had ever seen my father cry. The first time was when his mother died. This time, these were tears of joy. I was so delighted to receive my present, my very first Barbie doll. As a child, that Barbie was my best gift ever. It was my diamond of diamonds. As I grew to adulthood, I also grew to understand the deeper beauty of this act. As my father later told me, Don had a wife and 4 children of his own, and he had struggled with alcoholism. This disease eventually separated him from his family, but even with their struggles, they found the heart to help another family in need and made that Christmas the most beautiful and memorable Christmas I can remember. As we grew as a new family, we struggled, but we also passed on this act of kindness, first as children and then as adults. In one instance, as a teenager, my sister bought Christmas gifts for a family in need with money from her high school job. What goes around comes around.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.